crumbs off the floor and things like that.
Yeah. But now the thing made out of cane, what do you call that?
Out of what?
Cane.
Oh, the dustpan, you mean?
Well, I was just thinking of the broom itself.
Oh, yeah, the broom. Well, we always referred to them as a broom.
Uh-huh.
What is the other name? There is another name I heard, but I don't remember now just what it was.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The carpet sweeper you use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now, if you're saying, you're talking about after you've swept, you'd say, I'm going to put the broom, there's the door, you're going to...
In the broom closet or the broom rack or something like
uh-huh.
that.
Uh-huh. Or behind the...
Behind the door?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, if you're thinking in terms of the laundry, that the elements of doing the laundry would be what?
Washing, you mean,
uh-huh.
or the items that were used?
No, I was thinking of the two activities.
Yeah, we refer to it as doing the washing,
uh-huh.
or doing the laundry.
Uh-huh. And then the other part of it would be the
ironing.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, when you directed me quite accurately to your house, of course it's a very large
yeah.
home and imposing, and I could see the church as I was driving up trying
yeah.
to come here. But you were describing, you spoke about the construction of the house and what I could expect on the west side and the north side there.
Yeah.
And you could call that a what? You say you're going to find that there's a...
Porch
uh-huh.
around, yeah.
yeah.
A porch is quite often referred to as a veranda with a lot of people.
Oh, but that is that...
You could say, we're going to set up on the veranda.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether you've heard that or not. But you
I have,
had,
but that's
yeah.
that's something that was current over the last several
the,
decades. That,
the veranda, you
uh-huh.
mean? Well, I think porch came in after veranda, I think.
I see.
I think the veranda was the older expression or the older word used for a porch,
uh-huh.
older than the porch would be.
Uh-huh. Well, if say somebody is... coming in behind you and left the door open, you'd say, would you mind
to close the door
or
shut the door.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, I don't know how much carpentering you've done. Have you done?
Oh, that's kind of a hobby. I enjoy tearing things down. That's one reason I had this place down in the country. I owned it for 50 years.
Ah.
But, oh, when we get anything, we own it a long time.
Well, now, what do you call the horizontal strips on the, or have you called, or heard called, the horizontal strips on the side of the house?
Oh, the weatherboarding.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, has that been the term that's been current all your life?
Ever since I can remember, it's
yep.
always been referred to as weatherboarding.
Of course, now siding is used some today as a kind of general
well,
word.
Yes, the reason they refer to it as siding, because I guess this would be the reason, because it's just a cover-up
yeah.
for a house.
Yeah, right. I can see that. Well, if you're speaking of carpentering and you're talking about doing some hammering, and you say, well, yesterday I... talking about driving some nails. Yesterday I
yeah.
did what? I
driving some nails? Or
yeah, but you're speaking of it as something in the past. You'd say, yeah. yesterday I... Okay. We'll flip it over on the other side then in just a little while. Now, the cover for the house...
The roof.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how about the